So in Minnesota, it's either 300,000 or 600,000 ballots which are not in yet. People had been mailed the ballots. Presumably they voted, but they have not been received. And the court ruling in Minnesota said that if the ballots are not received by Election Day, forget the postmark, if they're not received by the end of the Election Day, they won't be counted. Think about that. Maybe you did get it postmarked in time. You did your due diligence. You can't control the mail. You can control your actions. You had it postmarked in time. But if they don't get it in time, then it doesn't count. I'll double check the number on that. It was a stunning amount, and I know they're really worried about that in Minnesota. In other states, though, like North Carolina and Pennsylvania, more favorable rulings have come down about favorable, that is, if you want to just count as many votes as possible. Wisconsin, not so much. You know, all of these polls which calculate how the election is going to go cannot take into account some of these factors, like did you get your ballot in time, and did it get through the mail to the people in time, and in what state? Because maybe even though you said you would vote that way and you did vote that way and the polls noted that, and so there's the needle on the presidential election, kind of doesn't matter if the vote doesn't count. Edmund, in Illinois, thanks for joining us again. Edmund Michalowski is the deputy clerk for Cook County, the elections clerk. In Illinois, though, what is the rule on that, Edmund?
So the rule is that the ballot has to be stamped by the Postal Service, USPS, by Election Day, or it has to be placed in a drop box by Election Day.
So by Election Day. So on the 3rd, I could still drop it in the mail. Presumably it would get stamped that day. And then we've got 2 weeks to count it, correct?
Right. You've got to count on a postmark happening that day as well.
Now, what's your confidence level of that, sir?
You know, we've had individuals from past elections that felt that, you know, they were given a secure, you know, message that there would be a postmark, and the postmark did not occur. So we will have drop boxes open at all the suburban court sites, at Union Station, and here at 69 West Washington. If people feel that they want to drop it in a secured drop box, those will definitely be counted and received up to 7 o'clock on Election Day.
Yeah, right. We've had a version of this conversation almost every time. If you have a ballot in your hand and your intention has been to mail it, but now you're not confident about that, you can take it to one of these secure sites. Or could you just walk up on Election Day on the 3rd and hand it to the officials there?
So the only places that will have the drop boxes are going to be the courthouses, 69 West Washington, and Union Station.
This is Cook County.
Otherwise, we have 1,600 precincts, and the thought would be that we would have potentially 1,600 places where people could drop their ballots that we don't have complete security over. So we want to make certain that these ballots are appropriately handled.
But I don't think you answered my question. Maybe I didn't state it well enough. I mean, so there's the line of people at my polling place on Election Day, all standing in line to vote. I have my ballot in my hand, and I have not trusted it to the mail. Can I, at the polling place on Election Day, just turn my ballot into someone?
So if you turn it into them, you can vote. But it's not a drop box location on Election Day.
Yeah, but I mean, so then in other words, we'll tear up that ballot that you have and you'll just vote again. That's what you're suggesting would happen.
That's what would happen at your ordinary precincts. But there will be super sites open that you can drop it at or vote. Yeah. So for the first time on Election Day, you do not have to be in your home precinct and vote. If you're a suburban commuter, the great room that we have at Union Station is an early voting site and will be open till 7 o'clock, so any voter in Cook County can use it, just like here at 69 West Washington and all of the suburban courthouses. So if people find themselves out and unable to get to their home precinct, there are 7 locations that are spread out throughout Cook County and downtown for suburban commuters to make sure it's easier for them to vote. And the Union Station site is beautiful. It's in the Great Hall.
Yeah.
And it's a historic building, historic, you know, just redone.
I was just going to say, it's a work of art. And it's the ceiling is 200 feet high. I mean, it's just this enormous open space. It is as comfortable as you can be and safe anywhere in the city and still be indoors. But are you speaking then this option for people in Cook County? What if I'm a Lake or Will County resident? Can I use the downtown site that way?
So they would have to go to their own county clerk location.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yes.
A couple more questions for you, sir. Elif, let's lock them in so we don't lose our guest, and then we'll just pick up a couple of questions. Lynn, you're on WGN. What can we do for you, Lynn?
Hi. Good morning. I have a question. I live in DuPage County. I did mail-in voting for my mother and I.
Yeah.
Someone told me that we can check online or through the county. How do we go about that?
I did this for the city of Chicago and did find my information. And even though they've really thoughtfully laid it out, there's not a great big button that says check on your mailed in ballot here. It's not that easy to find. And I don't know why they didn't do that. I know. And then the city of Chicago did not do a great job of that either. But it's out there. Maybe you have to Google it rather than. In fact, that's what I did, Lynn. I Googled how can I check on my vote if I mailed it in the city of Chicago, and then ding, there it was. And it is accessible through the portal the city has. It's not as easy to find as far as I'm concerned. Edmund, what's your advice or thought about that?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the same thought that you had. We put ours right on the front of the website because we know that, you know, we want to drive people to what you know, the questions they need. So we put it right on the front where somebody could search questions on their mail ballot, find their mail ballot, but other jurisdictions do have it on the website, and I think all of us in government owe everyone that's searching our websites an easier access and an easier way to scroll through the immense amount of data. So I have found, too, that a number of the government websites have been difficult to maneuver.
Let's just answer a lot of questions with this one last point. Somebody said, look, mine has not shown. Hey, John Williams, my husband and I returned our ballots together on the same day, sent them in the mail. His was processed on October 21st. Mine is still shown as not returned. If on the 3rd of November, the websites show that they have not received your ballot, what's your advice? Should you show up and say, please cancel that? Or should you just hope that it'll eventually surface?
You can show up on Election Day and ask for an affidavit that the website is not showing it's received, and you can vote a regular ballot right then.
That's good information. I'll probably call you again Monday, Edmund, but you're always helpful. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.